Thanks, guys. You know, last Monday night, when I saw Darren Sproles come out of the backfield and catch his 57-yard pass on an angle route versus a linebacker, it reminded me of a play from a number of years ago, a little trip down memory lane. It was the opening game of the 2011 season when he was a member of the New Orleans Saints and they played the Green Bay Packers on a Thursday night. And I just want to show you that play quickly because it's very reminiscent of what happened on Monday night. And you see right here, here's Sproles. He's on the other side on this particular play, but the concept is exactly the same. What the Saints did here is get him matched on a linebacker, A.J. Hawk. And this is a two-man coverage. It's man coverage, so Hawk will be matched on Sproles. So let's clear the screen, watch the play. And for those who remember the play Monday night, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to see Sproles get the information from Breeze, and he's going to run an angle route out of the backfield, matched on a linebacker. That's really a mismatch, not a matchup. Catches the ball, room to run, a great play. So what happens, when I saw the play on Monday night, that's what I thought of. The play on Monday night was very, very similar. The difference was Sproles was on the other side of the formation. You're going to see Darren Sproles right over here. This time he's going to be matched, if we freeze it for a sec, on another linebacker, Josh McNary. Now this time, actually, it's what we call man-free coverage. There's only one single high safety because actually this other linebacker is going to blitz. So it's a man-free blitz. But the point is the same. You're getting Darren Sproles matched on a linebacker running an angle route out of the backfield. And you'll notice he gets wider here, so McNary widens. Look where the linebacker is. He's playing with extreme outside leverage against Sproles, who has all this room in the middle of the field. You see Sproles? There's no one in the middle of the field. Everybody else is playing man coverage. So what happens as we clear the screen and let it run? He catches the angle route. Same play, really, we saw from the beginning of 2011. Now he's doing it for our Eagles, and he runs for 57 yards. That kind of jump-started the offense on Monday night. Now, this week is the Redskins. And if you go back to last year's second Redskins game, it was week 11. In that game, the Eagles made a concerted effort to get the ball to LeSean McCoy in the passing game. Now, don't forget, Sproles wasn't here last year. You'll see Sproles in the passing game, believe me. But we go to the game last year. As I said, they wanted to get the ball to McCoy in the passing game and on vertical type routes, not little dump offs, not screens, vertical routes. And there's a great example of a play specifically designed for McCoy. And you see where McCoy is? In a sense, just where Sproles was on the play against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, what they want here is McCoy, he's going to run a wheel route down the right sideline. That's a vertical route. Now, what they're hoping to get, what they're anticipating they're going to get, is Ryan Kerrigan, the linebacker, on McCoy. That's the matchup when Chip Kelly drew this play up that he was hoping to get. Now, as we just let this run, you can see that's what the Eagles get. There's the matchup. Kerrigan on McCoy. Perfect. And look at the complementary routes from the same side with Zach Ertz and Brent Celek. They're running inside to clear the entire right side of the field for McCoy on Kerrigan. This is matchup football. It's what the NFL is about. It's what Chip Kelly is really, really good at. And as we clear the screen, you see this is really pitch and catch for Nick Foles. There's no chance for Kerrigan. McCoy catches it. 49 yards later, the Eagles are inside the 5-yard line. Now, I think you're going to see that backs really a part of the pass game against the Redskins, Sproles and McCoy, and don't forget the tight ends. They were critical, maybe the key elements in the Eagles' win last week over the Indianapolis Colts.